So you know what's crazy? Like, just hear me out really quick. This is actually pretty crazy. When you go to a restaurant, right? You're ready to eat. You're hungry. You haven't eaten in maybe, like, let's say, like 8-10 hours, and you can just sit down and just chow, right? You're just ready. Your senses are overloaded with all the smells, you know, coming into the restaurant, and you're just ready to eat. And the chefs are probably the nicest chefs you've ever met, the best chefs in the city, in the world, right? All waiting for you to come in to eat the food. And you're hungry, right? You're hungry and you're ready to eat. And they're like, hey, take a look at this menu. Let us know when you're ready. And you sit down. All right, I sit down. I'm reading over the menu. And this menu is not like your typical menu. It shows you what you can eat, but it also describes how the food tastes. Like, very intricate details on how it can taste, how it can feel in your body, what it does to your body after you eat it. I mean, it gives you everything laid out completely. And you're just reading this menu, you're looking it over, you're almost like you're memorizing it from top to bottom. You're just really kind of into just this reading of this menu. And you're like, oh man, this is gonna taste so good. I wanna eat this, my body's gonna feel this, and I'm gonna get so relaxed after I eat this meal, and I cannot wait to share this meal with everybody else. And that's the puppy drinking water, if you hear that in the background. But and you spend like probably a good hour, you know, of reading and mentally digesting this menu. And the chefs are like in the kitchen, like, when is this person gonna order the food? We're ready to cook. You know, we're ready to share this experience. And you're just like, no, I need to read more lines. I need to understand this a little bit better. And then, you know, an hour goes by, maybe 2 hours goes by, and you're still, man, you can take a test on this menu and you'll pass on how it tastes, how it feels, how it smells, all the sensations. I mean, you are an expert at this meal now. But after the 3 hour mark, 4 hour mark, whatever, the chefs are like bored out of their mind, the food's getting stale, cold, whatever. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna just leave. I'm gonna go leave and then just talk about this meal. Cause I intellectually know exactly how this meal tastes, how it feels in my body, what it even looks like. I can describe it perfectly to anybody else. But I haven't actually experienced it. I haven't actually tasted it. I don't really actually know what it feels like to eat this meal, but I can describe it to anybody else. I can go home and just know what that meal looks like and what it might feel like, but these are all just mental stories of no experience, of intellectual experience. And this is describing like the classic human experience of needing to memorize the right affirmations, needing to memorize all those spiritual texts over and over again, thinking that you're going to get something out of it until you actually experience it firsthand. You actually have no idea. You have no idea. Because this magic that is hidden in everyday life is in everything. It's in the mundane, it's in the boring, it's in the rituals, it's in the routine, it's in all that you do. There's no greater experience, there's no lesser experience other than just knowing your experience. And knowing your experience is the gem, is the beauty, that there is something to experience. And you find the richness in all aspects of life, everything in life. The ups and downs, it doesn't even matter anymore because you're here and nothing else can change that. That's the only consistent factor that you have is I'm here. And it really, honestly, there's a richness to all experiences, and you will no longer be swayed about the highs, no longer dwell on the lows, no longer needing to hold on to good things, because all that's just passing and going. But there's something else that's hidden in the beauty of just being. And the beauty of being is only known through the experience without needing the story, without needing the intellectual understanding about all is one, about all is love, about how life is actually perfect the way it is. Letting go of those words and just experiencing this for yourself will become automatic into just not needing or wanting or having things to change all the time, but just going with the flow. This is the magic. This is what you're actually looking for, is everything that's happening. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But to just know that you are, that you just are, that you are here, that you're present. It's found in the present. It's found in the now. That there's never been anything else other than you being here and now. And all the other stuff is just a nonsense intellectual story of words from the past, of words that lead you to this and future that's going to make things better. It's all hidden with those words. And until you eat the menu, you'll never know this. You'll never understand this. It's an understanding that takes no intellectual understanding. It's a knowing that can only take place through the experience. So we can now just drop the menu, eat the food, taste it yourself, experience it. Then there's joy. Then there's happiness. Then there's achievement. There, whatever word you want to use, that's it. That's it completely.